So now I will answer questions. Yes?
I actually have an answer.
You have an answer?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
At least one that I think. So what about the role of sea vegetables and microalgae? Because they have...
They have analogs of vitamin B12 that are actually replacing. Even if you have some vitamin B12 and then you eat microalgae in large quantities, that will actually replace, push your own B12 out.
Okay.
And it destroys your own B12.
Okay.
That's according to Dr. Gabriel Cousins.
Yeah.
But the sources are like, if you read about the sources, bad. Yes. Yes, please.
When we go to the New Seasons store to get our vegetables, are you suggesting that just about anything that has a green stem on it we can eat?
Absolutely.
Anything that we shouldn't eat?
From the store, no. Yes, but unfortunately, many of them are very spicy, like radish and daikon and mustard. It's too spicy. You won't be able to eat it. You have to mix it. So you pretty much tie to just chard, spinach, kale, arugula, just 5 or 6 things, unless you become really creative. But my job is to give you information, and your job is to figure out how to do this. I'm so proud of myself because I've been drinking green smoothies for 3 years, and this last summer I did not go to the store to buy greens even once. So what I did, and I became penetrated with this information, and I understood how important is that to eat greens, and I am convinced that I'm dedicated to this. I'll be drinking green smoothies till I die, till the last day of my life. So I went to the farmer's market in the early spring, and I had $20 bill in my hand. And I went to each farmer and said, if you have weeds, and if you bring me next week the banana box of your weeds, I'll give you that $20. And I went to every farmer, many of them. And next week, most of them forgot. Some of them didn't think I was serious. But when I was there again, and somebody brought me wrong thing. And I gave them $20, and I took it home, and whatever I could use, I used. And then the whole summer, I had supply of the best, luscious, beautiful. And also, my daughter, she bought seeds of weeds. She collected some, and she bought some. And in the garden this year, this last summer, we didn't have no cherry tomatoes, no cucumbers. Forget it. Nothing you can tell what it is. Weeds. And we live in an exclusive neighborhood. And both neighbors on this side and on this side, they've been seeing, like, this young lady is watering them carefully every morning and every evening. What in the world is growing that looks like just weeds? And finally, in the fall, they came and said, what is that you're watering there every day? And she said, nice weeds. They said, is she crazy? But we've just been taking them and putting them in our blender. And the first time I went to the store is when the farmer's market was closed and the weeds were all gone. So as I told you, there are 1,649 and maybe more. And there are thousands of things, and there are most of them edible. Only like as many as fingers on the one hand are poisonous. And you just need to know them. Go to farmers that have goats or just follow the goat. Yes.
I have a question. In your book, you were saying that the difference between 99% raw and 100% raw, mm-hmm. there's a tremendous difference.
Okay.
On
do
the
you
absorptions
need
because you're losing mucus out of your body.
Yeah.
It goes from like 2.5% to 30%.
Yeah. Let me explain that. Well, I don't have enough. Okay. The question is, do we need to eat 100% raw or not 100% raw? I used to think that all people need to eat 100% raw, and I don't have enough information. Not enough research to add anything to whatever I said there, and I took it away from the book now. But what I believe today, according to my current research, and I'm not afraid to say that I change my mind sometimes, I change my opinion as I'm going through, because I don't want to just stick to, oh, I said that, I cannot change it. I want to be just as truthful as I can, and I was the pioneer, so I could make mistakes. I believe that most people are compulsive eaters. About 90% or more of people are compulsive eaters, and the rest of people are normal eaters. Well, maybe there's just like 2%, I don't know, of normal eaters. If you ever celebrate with the food, or if you ever take food for grief, or if you ever eat beyond feeling, when you're not hungry eating or eat late at night, you're a compulsive eater. The compulsive eaters absolutely have to stay 100% raw, just because they will overeat and they'll damage themselves, hurt themselves. But people who are normal eaters, I only know Vanessa, who used to work for me, and a couple more people. Vanessa and Jonathan, my friend. Jonathan, he said, my mother would never disrupt me my playing when I was a kid to eat. She said, play is more important. Keep playing. When you finish, come and you'll eat. Vanessa said her mom would give her points. Whenever she brings from school, whatever, a slice of pizza or a lollipop that they gave her, she will give her points. And then when there are 100 points, they go to the movie, and then 200 points go to the zoo, whatever. And so she would bring in everything. And she says, whenever we went with my mom to the party, we would always not eat the cheese on the green platform, but the platform, the leaves, the garnishment. And she says she has no problem missing meals or just not concentrated. I've done also research about how children begin to eat and how it's imprinted in us and how long it's going to stay. And I found out that we come into this world like silly babies that don't really understand words, don't know anything, on purpose. So that the most important, the key things could be imprinted in us by the process of imprint, by the process, special psychological, physiological, chemical, biochemical process implemented by life. So the first imprint we receive is, this is my mother. The second imprint, I can breathe, like whatever. And at 9 months old, until we're 15 months old, we receive imprint of what we need to eat in our life for safety. When we cannot even think about it, we don't even think about this, it's an imprint. The imprint is so strong, if there are 10,000 birds and there are 10,000 baby birds, each bird has an imprint of her own personal baby, and she will never make mistakes. She'll go to her nest like penguins. She'll go right to her baby. They have an imprint of whatever, image, sound, we don't know, vibration. So we have imprint of the food. Whatever is mother feeding us, from 9 months old to 15 months old, and whatever we see in mother's hands and whatever we see around us at that age. If you have a baby of that age, turn off your TV and don't ever show them commercials. Put on the walls all the paintings of fruits and vegetables and greens. Have greens as a bouquet instead of flowers. Make an imprint. And whatever is imprinted, it's gonna stay with you. No matter what, you're gonna stay 30 years on raw food 100%. If you'll see the plate of your authentic food that you grew up with, you will want it. And you will suffer from wanting it and torn apart. Oh, this stays with us, unfortunately, till we die. So we could change it somewhat. The best thing I say in the book, don't even bring it home, don't look at that. My son, Stefan, who's 33, I was giving him always bread. I was always giving him white bread. I thought it was cute, and it was kind of easy that I will give him a piece of bread since he was a baby, and he would just suck it, and he'll be quiet. And now he says, the doctor told him he needs to lose weight. He says, stop eating bread. It's really hurting you. It's just you have indigestion. He says, gluten intolerance. He couldn't eat bread now, but he says, Mom, if I see it, I know I'll eat it. And he has a very iron will, and he says, I cannot stand it if I see it. So one thing we could do, we could help our children. We could help ourselves somewhat. We could stay away from it, from temptation, but we could help our children tremendously. Don't give your children food that you don't want them to eat for the rest of your life. Or if you give it to them, at least don't let them see extra. Don't show them billboards. Whenever you pass in billboard, just close their eyes. Because unless we have wheatgrass juice on billboard.